Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
Glenn, hi. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, doing good.
Would you like to tell our listeners your way of interpreting Elliott Wave before we get into the details?
Well, my approach basically doesn't wipe out any of the old wave theory. It just adds a lot of additional rules and criteria and requirements to the theory, so it makes it more scientific, more regimented, and it eliminates almost all of the subjectivity and opinions that are typically associated with wave theory, because in the regular Elliott Wave world, you might say, if you ask three or four or five different analysts what they think the market's doing in the current wave structure and so forth, they usually all have different opinions. And obviously that's a big problem. If a theory is supposed to be based on some universal laws, then you can't have everyone having different opinions. Otherwise, it really is not a theory or a scientific approach. It's just someone's opinion. So I've tried to design additional rules to the original wave theory so that it can help to eliminate all these subjective opinions and arrive at one concrete scenario or arrive at no scenario. Either it's one or the other. And for that reason, through the application of these additional approaches and techniques, I've been able to keep a very consistent perspective on the stock market for the last 20 years. And I rarely ever change what I think the market's going to do over, you know, intermediate to longer periods of time. And today's show is obviously about just updating my long-term perspective, which will be similar to what I've been saying for a long time with just some slight adjustments.